morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're all here. I want to tell you a story. And I think we can all identify this at some time or other in our lives. A woman once was in a grocery store, and she witnessed a man yelling at a cashier. Oh, he was angry. He was taking things out on the cashier. And so the woman that was watching, her first impulse was to judge him. Sometimes we do that, don't we? Oh, look at him. He's wrong. And her impulse was to judge him, to react sharply, and to correct his behavior. But then she paused a moment. She took a breath, and she looked him in with eyes, she looked at him with eyes of compassion. And so she stepped closer to him and she said, "Are you okay? You seem overwhelmed." And suddenly the man broke down in tears. He said, "No, I'm not okay. I apologize to this young lady, but my mother has just made her transition. And for a moment there, I just kind of lost it." Yeah. We never know, do we, when we see people reacting in certain ways when we're out and about. I love going to the grocery store. I love standing. Sometimes I'll pick the long line. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Don't judge. But it's an experience. I picked the wrong line because I want to see what I attract to me today, what I draw to me, what conversation may I get into. And I guarantee you there's always something. And it's always an experience. Sometimes it's a great lesson. Because people will start out talking about something that has angered them. And when you show up as love, when you show up as peace, you diffuse all that. And before you know it, you're having a good conversation with that person. In that story, there's two ways we can respond, isn't there? We can respond from the mind, and the mind wants to react. The mind wants to tell them where to go or what to do.
It wants to judge,
right?
Yeah.
Or we can respond from the heart. And the heart is coming from a place of understanding, love, empathy, and compassion. Yeah. Every day we're faced with choices. Every day we're faced with choices. Some are small. Some are life-shaping, aren't they? But beneath all the noise, beneath the habit, the fear, or the urgency, there's a compass that never misguides us. And that compass is the heart. Not the sentimental heart, you know, but the spiritual heart, the seed of compassion, empathy, divine wisdom. And guess what? When we choose from that place, our lives begin to align with truth, with spirit. And guess what? Our actions become blessings. So the difference between using the heart as your compass is a difference in how we see others and their experiences and even our own experiences. When adversity arrives, what's the first instinct? To tighten up, right? To defend, to push through. Mm-hmm. Yet, when we take that breath, when we go to our compass, which is our heart, we're invited into a different posture, to take a softer look, a quiet strength. The heart is not weak. It is our powerful spiritual instrument. And when we pause, breathe, and drop our awareness from our racing minds, because our minds rage and race, and they're busy and they're full of stuff. But when we drop consciously from the mind down into the heart, oh my, oh my, we connect with the divinity that lives within us. And when we connect all the love in the universe, all the wisdom in the universe, all the zeal in it. The other day I thought, oh man, I don't have the strength to go through this. But when I thought about it, when I took that breath, when I went to my heart, wow, all the strength in the universe occurred, all the zeal in the universe occurred. From the heart, we see clearly. We respond more lovingly and remember that we are never going through anything alone. In you is that which lifts you up, which holds you, which expresses through you when we surrender and let go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took me a while to learn how to read a compass. Anybody? Took me a while to learn how to read one, how to figure out which way is it pointing, where's it going. And when I connect that with my heart, I know the compass points where? Within. So letting the heart be the compass in difficult moments means what? It means choosing compassion over reacting to things. It means choosing empathy over fear. It means asking, what is the most loving choice I can make in this moment, right here, right now? Yeah. For myself and for others. Sometimes the choice is courage. Just to dig into that bag of courage and know that this too shall pass. I just need to ride the wave. I was thinking about those, the Olympics and the skiers up on the high heels. Mm-hmm. And there they just ride the curves and the waves, don't they? And how about those, what is that, the moguls where they have all those bumps? That's like our lives, isn't it? We go through all these bumps. We bump along sometimes. But when we reach the other side of that experience, guess what? The road smooths out. We cross the finish line. Yeah. In the Olympics, they get the gold. What do we get? We awaken to the Christ that is within us. And that's worth more than any gold, silver, or anything in the world. Mm-hmm. Because you can take that consciousness and move through this universe of appearances. Yeah. The flip side of using your heart as your compass is when we make decisions from the ego, or that wants to rise up and it's all about me, right? Yeah. That's our head thinking. That's that head point of view. That's seeing others only as an object. We want to use others for our own means to create our own story. Or there are obstacles standing in the way. You ever hear someone say, well, she got my job. That was supposed to be my job. Mm. Yeah, that's head thinking. Yeah, that background noise. And we know in this mindset, others become invisible, don't they? And we move through life judging, non-committal. Yeah. But in that experience, stop and know that the same Christ that was in Christ Jesus is in you, in us, in them. And we can connect on that level using the heart. Use it. That's a big practice, going to the heart when you're going through experiences. When something has really disturbed you. This morning in class we were talking and I was saying, don't hold things in. Don't hold them in. What I'd like to say to you is, when something occurs, bring it up and let your heart touch it. And like I said, what is the decision I can make in this moment that's going to be for the good of everyone that's involved? Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about taking a long, drawn-out road to this. What I'm taking, it's an instantaneous thing. Mm-hmm. When you practice it, once you practice it, just like you work that muscle and you go to the gym and you practice lifting those weights, when you practice it, it gets stronger and you lift it easier. It comes to you easier. Mm-hmm. And smoothly. So, from a high state of consciousness, we know that everyone has needs, don't they? Mm-hmm. Everyone has hopes. Everyone has fears and dreams. But in that, one important thing is to remember is that everyone is worthy of dignity and respect. And I see the minds working out here. Everyone is. No matter what they do, where they are, because we're going to see them from the heart. We're not going to judge them based on what they do. And you don't have to accept bad behavior. No, let's not get this mistaken. But what we do have to do is hold them in love. Hold them in peace. Hold them in joy. And guess what? If enough of us do that, remember the big snow we had a few weeks ago? We can be just that powerful. When our thoughts combine and go forth and manifest. Yeah. I like this. Every interaction is an opportunity to honor the Christ light within us. Every opportunity is an opportunity to honor the Christ light that is within us, to go to the heart and use the heart as a guide to what is yours to do in that situation. I like this, you know, Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So we need to keep our compass in good working order, right? Yeah. So our choices can flow from love, can flow from peace, can flow from wisdom. So the invitation is to, with intention, let your heart become a wellspring from which all your choices, relationships, and your very way of being arise. Now, this is not saying to build a wall around yourself. To guard your heart means pay attention to what is shaping on the inside. It means notice what's taking root and growing. What beliefs are you rehearsing? What stories are you carrying? What energies are you absorbing? Yeah. What voices are you listening to? Is it the stuff on the news? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we watch, we listen, and we touch it with our heart and let it go. That's how you watch the news. And then you'll know what to do because you'll follow your compass. You'll follow your compass. So, when the heart is engaged through prayer and through forgiveness, compassion, and truth, our actions naturally rise from love. That's a point to remember. Guard your heart. Watch what you absorb. Watch what you place into your storage bin. What you hold on to. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Yeah. So let's take time. We want to take a moment in the quiet. And we want to think about this. We want to think about what is the truth in all of this. Is it that I want to think from the mind? I want to react in every situation from the mind? Or do I want to drop into the heart and touch it with compassion, with empathy, with peace, with love? Yeah. So let's begin by affirming the Lord's Prayer. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So take a deep breath. Let's bring ourselves into this moment of meditation, knowing that we want to choose to see people whole, sacred. We want to align with the Christ light within us. Step out of the illusion of separation into the truth of our shared humanity. This is how we transform not only our relationships, but the consciousness of the world. So take a deep breath right here with me. And as you release it, give yourself permission to take this time apart. From the heart, we are choosing from our Christ nature, not our conditioned self, not what we've been taught or trained or anything like that. We breathe in and breathe out and go to our hearts. We let the noise around us settle. We let our awareness gather gently on that journey within. We feel our bodies not rushing or striving, just being. This is a moment where nothing is required but to settle into the vibrations of spirit. We're entering into our quiet, opens you up to something glorious, to something wonderful. All the pressures of the day fall away. And in this space, feel the heart rising, not with force, but a steady ancient knowing, a steady beat. And move deeply within to the rhythm that is occurring right now within you. And as you reach that place where you step over the threshold of your inner chamber, gently contemplate in the most loving things that I have to do in this time and energy. What's the most effective choices I can make right now? And as you sit in the quiet, don't try to force an answer. If something rises up, take a look at it. A feeling, a softening, a sense of peace may come over you. No clarity is there. And whatever arises within, trust the way the heart speaks and not demands in the experience. Breathing in, breathing out. Take a moment in the quiet and feel the energy moving in and throughout you, the energy of spirit. Softly take these words in. I choose from the heart. I let love lead me. I walk in clarity, courage, and grace. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that we can take this time apart, that we can soak in the love that is you. We can know that we are expressions of you. And we know choosing from our heart that we become instruments of peace, healing, and divine love. And for this, we are eternally grateful. And so this morning, we come to you in gratitude, knowing that all that is us is contained within the heart. Because the heart is where we journey to make our connection with you, dear God. So for this and all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, the divinity that resides within each and every one of us. May we move forward in this thing called human existence, letting the compass that is indwelling in us be our guide. And so for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation this week is in your insert. And we want to affirm this first for ourselves. That's where our spiritual work begins, within us. So let's affirm together. My heart is my compass, and it guides me wisely. And you want to visualize someone, bring them into this very room, who may be searching for this bit of wisdom. So let's affirm this for them together. Your heart is your compass, and it guides you wisely. And as a sense of community and for the whole universe together, let's affirm. Our heart is our compass, and it guides us wisely. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God.